Let's move this over a little bit. I'm going to be talking to you about knowing God more than we already do. I'm going to suggest a couple of books for you in case you're readers. The first book is called Knowing God, and the author is J.I. Packer. This book has been translated into Chinese. And later, I'll mention a quote from another book by one of my favorite authors. His name is A.W. Tozer. And his book is much shorter. It's only 100 pages. And it's titled Knowledge of the Holy. And this, you can also get this one in translated in Chinese. So I always start with a story, so here's my story. A father that I met wanted his daughters to see the seven wonders of the world. He told me this story. He's a man who travels a lot all over the world. So he took his daughters to Egypt to see the pyramids. He rented a car and they were driving through Egypt and that part of the world, seeing some of the seven wonders of the world. He told me that the experience was very frustrating for him as a father. As he was driving by the pyramids, he would describe how magnificent they are and what a marvel they are of engineering from a primitive culture. He said his daughters were in the back seat looking at their video games.
但他女儿却在车后座上只看他们的手机上的那个游戏。
And he would say their names and say, look out the window. It's magnificent.
他就会叫他名字说,赶快看我窗户外面,多么伟大的奇迹啊。
And they would look and say, yes, daddy, that's nice.
他们看了说,哦,是吗?好像是哦。
I'm telling you this story because sadly, I think it's a metaphor for the way many people see God. We come to our wonderful Bible study or we come to church. The pastor preaches and does his very best.
牧师在台上我们讲道，然后用他最好的方式来讲解神。
And we're thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner, getting the children to school tomorrow, what we're doing at work.
我当时确实在，就大家人们可能在想，我今天晚上吃什么呢？然后怎么样带我小孩去学校呢？
But so we're looking at all the things that distract us. And we look up and say, yes, Pastor, that's nice.
我们也是抬起头，然后说，啊，是啊，牧师也是这，确实这样。
So today I want to invite you to join me on a journey.
所以说今天我想邀请你加入我来到一个旅程当中。
God wants you to really, really know him. God wants you to understand him more than you do.
神甚至想让你认识他，比你自己知道的更多。Jesus
Christ came and gave his life so that you could have a relationship, really know God.
对，那个基督到了世上为我们献上他的生命，这样我们有这样的机会能够更加的认识神。
And all of us, and I'm including myself, learn to seek to know God more always.
所有人包括我自己都是想更多的认识神，更好的认识他。
So I want to ask you to think about and pray about how you could know God more than you already do.
所以我想让大家思考一下，我们怎么样能够更加的认识神。
But we're going to have to focus.
但是我们必须要专心。
We have to stop looking down so much and look up.
我们不要再低头看我们自己的东西，而是要抬头来看他。
So I'll start with this idea that most, especially Western people, have their idea of God is too low.
那我从这样一个概念开始，因为在西方的大多数人，然后对神的这个看法是一个比较低的。
We don't see how magnificent, how holy, how beautiful God is.
我们很多时候并没有看到神是多么的伟大，多么的美好。
And I'm going to tell you that if your idea of God is not accurate according to His Word, the Bible, your idea is wrong.
我想告诉你的是，如果你对神的印象并不如他在圣经中所提到那样，那么你的对神的认识是不对的。
We have to understand God as He has explained Himself to us.
我们对神的认识要从我们这个神给我们的这本书中来认识他。
Here's a warning from the Ten Commandments, Exodus 23 to 5. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or the earth beneath or the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
所以说从出埃及记中当时有个十诫，第二十章第三到五节说到说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可以做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三世代。
What do you think about when you think about God?
当你想到神的时候，你想到什么呢？
Many of us go days during the week between Sundays and don't think about God at all.
我们很多时候在一个星期里面，从星期一到星期五，很多时候可能都没有想到神。
We can go many days and forget to worship God during the day.
所以说很多天我们可能都不会来敬拜他。
And then I have Christians saying things to me about God that are shocking to me.
我甚至有时候听到这个基督徒对我说的话，让我非常非常吃惊。
Now and then I have a Christian say, God doesn't care what you call him.
有时候我听到基督徒跟我说，神其实不在乎你叫他什么。
If you read what God has said about himself, he said he is jealous for his name.
如果你读神写的话的说，如果读神写的话的话，他说他是祭血的神。
Some people say to me, oh, it doesn't matter where you worship or what religion, all religions are the same.
甚至有的也告诉我说，不管你在什么地方敬拜，甚至所有的宗教都是一样的。
Just this commandment tells us God is insulted, he's offended by this idea.
其实从我们刚才读到这个经文也可以看得出来，神实际上不喜欢这样，不喜悦这样。
And even those of us who respect God, love Him, honor Him, could have a higher view of Him. We could understand Him better.
甚至我们对神非常敬畏的人，我们也有应该有一个对神有更好的看法，更高的看法。
First Chronicles 16:25 says, "Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods."
在那个历代志的十六章二十五节，他说到，因耶和华为大。当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
I meet people and they tell me, it doesn't matter too much to my everyday life, if I study theology.
我遇到一些人，他告诉我说，对于我的这个日常生活来讲，我这个学习神学并没有什么太大关系。
Theology is just the study of God.
神学就是对，就是说来研究神的，学习神的一个学科。
And I tell them, I can't think of an idea that is more meaningful, more critical to a good life than knowing who God is.
而我会告诉他说，我想不出来有任何更好的这种想法，然后能超过认识神。
For I'll give you an example. The Bible says, "Fear God."
我给你一个例子吧，然后圣经上说要当敬畏神。
And a famous Christian said, "Fear God, and you don't need to fear anything else."
甚至有这个著名的基督徒说，敬畏神你就不会害怕任何事情。
So if I have this high view of God that He loves me and He can do anything and He hears my prayers, I don't need to fear losing my job or illness or anything, even death.
所以说，如果我对神有这样高的认识的话，那么我不会害怕任何事情，也不会害怕丢工作或者是生病。
So my idea about God is the most important thing A.W. Tozer said about me.
所以说，你对神的认识，实际上就是你最重要的知识，就像那个桃树牧师所说的。
Nothing I think about in the course of my life could affect my life more deeply than my knowledge of God.
在我的一生当中，我对神的这个认识，是能够影响我最深的。
So the next question I ask is, how do I know if my view of God is too low?
那么下一个问题，我要问问我自己是，我对神的这个认识是不是太低了呢？
I look at people in the Bible who knew God very well.
然后我就在圣经中，看圣经中的人物，
I look at David, the psalmist.
我看到大卫。
If you read the Psalms, you can see that David is moved to tears by the glory of God.
就你读诗经的时候，你可以看到大卫他甚至因为神，然后满面来流泪这样子。
He sings songs of joy, praising God with tears streaming down his face.
他甚至在非常那个欢喜的赞美神，然后同时还在流泪，然后来敬拜他。
I look at Isaiah when he saw a vision of God.
我也看到以赛亚书，他中间也提到这一点。
He was so impressed by God, he fainted.
他甚至就是说，因为神的缘故，然后晕倒，
God had to send an angel to wake him up.
所以神还要派了一个天使把他给叫醒。
He was so moved by the holiness of God that he thought he was going to die.
他甚至看到神的圣洁，觉得他自己没办法再活过。
And God sent an angel to touch him and tell him God could purify him. God could make an unholy man holy.
这个天使呢，摸了他，跟他说，神可以让你变得圣洁。
Think about John, the apostle who walked every day with Jesus during his public ministry.
我们想一想，这个约翰，使徒约翰，每天他是跟耶稣基督一块儿行走。
The Bible tells us that John was the one that used to lay his head on Jesus' chest.
对，我们可以在圣经中看到，使徒约翰是经常靠在这个耶稣身上。
In the Revelation, when John saw Jesus in heaven as God the Son,
当使徒约翰在启示录中看到这个耶稣在天上神的儿子，
it was too much for him. He fainted. He passed out, and God had to send an angel to wake him up.
当时他看到这一点的时候，他也接受不了，然后也是晕过去了。后来神也是派了一个天使，然后把他唤醒。
So I ask myself, if I can think about God and not feel anything,
这样我就在告诉我自己说，如果我能够对神有个很好的认识，我不会害怕别的任何事情。
if I don't feel joy or the fear of God or I'm impressed beyond words. Am I experiencing what they did?
我在想，如果我不害怕任何事情的时候，我是不是也像大卫、以赛亚他们经历的那样呢？
So I will tell you that you can know a great deal about God
我想告诉你是，你可能对神有很多的知识。
and still not know God personally.
但是确实不能够，个人的来认识他。
You could study theology and go to a great seminary.
你可以去学习神学，或者到一个很好的一个布道会上。
You could be a pastor and preach, but still not know God.
你甚至可以是一个牧师来教导神是什么样子，但是你还是不认识他。
So we are meant, we're intended, God created us to know Him.
我们实际上神是命令我们要去认识他。
Now I want to warn you that idolatry is any unworthy idea of God. Anything I think when I think about God that's not true.
我现在想告诉你的是，这个 adultery， 淫乱，敬拜偶像，它是指的是你注意在事情上，它跟神不一样。
In Romans 1:25, Paul said that the people had exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and they worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.
我们可以看到，在罗马书的第一章的25节中，他提到说，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。
So I asked myself, what or whom do I really worship? Am I really worshiping God?
所以说，我有时候经常问自己说，我真正崇拜的是什么，或是谁，是真的是神吗？
Am I worshiping someone or something else more than I worship God?
我是不是崇拜这个或那个比我崇拜神更多呢？
One author said, whatever you look to in life for joy and happiness and success is what you worship.
曾经有个作者告诉我们说，你在生活中你最看重的就是你最这个来去崇拜的东西。
Some people live to make a lot of money. Some people live to be respected and honored.
有人生活呢想去赚更多的钱，有人生活呢想得到这种名利，然后受到人的尊重。
Some of us, I want you to love your children, but I want you to live for God.
对于有些我们来说，我希望你是爱你的孩子，但是呢，也希望你是为神而活。
Another generation spends endless hours playing video games and watching a lot of movies.
我看到有一代的年轻人花了很多的时间。然后去玩游戏，然后看电影。
And then we say, do you have time to go worship God at church? Do you have time to pray? Do you have time to read the Bible and listen to know Him better?
然后当我们问他说：“你有没有时间去到教会？有没有时间去做敬拜？有没有能够花一些时间能够认识神呢
If we don't have time for God, but we have time for everything else,
？”如果
we probably don't worship God.
我们有时间给其他任何事情，但是没有时间给神的话，我们怎么来认识他呢？
John Calvin, the reformer from another century, said, the human heart is an idol factory. We just keep making up things to worship that aren't God.
John Owen 那个改教者他曾经说，我们的心实际上是这种偶像的制造工程。
If we let anyone or anything take God's place as first place in my life, then we worship an idol and then try to also worship God.
很多时候，如果我们把世界上其他事情，然后取代我们心中神的这个第一个位置的话，那么我们就是在有这种拜偶像的罪恶。
In the Western church in the last 20 years, many of our children, grandchildren have walked away from their faith in Christianity, never to return.
在过去的20年当中，我们西方的很多这个教会的那个下一代，甚至是第二代。都慢慢的从教会中这种离开了。
If you wanted to read a dozen books asking why did they do this? What went wrong? What did we do wrong?
其实有很多书都来讨论这个问题，问这个问题说为什么会发生这样的事情呢？什么事情是不对的呢？
I have an answer not for all of them, but for maybe the majority of those who've walked away.
我觉得我有一个答案，可能不能解释所有的情况，但是对。大部分情况，我觉得是适用。
I believe they did never knew God and they never loved God.
我认为他们没有真正的认识神，也没有真正的爱神。
Once many disciples walked away from Jesus.
当很多这种门徒离开了耶稣。
He preached a difficult sermon and it was very challenging to their lives. And they said, I'm not going to follow him anymore.
因为当时主耶稣来。讲一个道，他们没办法接受，所以说他们说我没办法相信。
Jesus asked the 12 disciples, Will you walk away too? Will you leave me too?
当时主耶稣也问那12个门徒说：“你们也会离开我吗
They had the right answer to Jesus' question.
？”12个门徒却正确的回答了耶稣。
They said, You're God. You have the words of life. Where would we go?
他说：“你是神，你有生命，为什么我们要离开呢？”
I can't walk away from God because I love God.
我没办法离开神，因为我爱神。
I don't love, I hope anything or anyone more than I love God.
我不知道我能不能找另外一个东西让我能够更爱他，胜过我爱神。
I even love all of God's children.
我也爱神的,
Not all of God's children are easy to love.
并不是所有神的儿女都是很好的人，我们要去爱他。
I love them because he loves them.
但是我还是爱他们，因为主爱了我。So
I cannot think of any place I'd rather be this evening than right here with you.
所以我也想不到世界上有任何其他地方我愿意去的，除了在这里和大家在一起。I'm
here because of the one I love.
我在这里就是因为这个神，我爱的神。
And I believe that's why you're here too.
我也相信你们也是因为这个原因在这里。So
let me finish with this idea that God really wants us to know him.
让我来做一个总结，来说为什么神让，就是说，命定我们去认识他。The
more you know God, the more you will love God.
你对神的认识更多，你爱神的心也更多。Now
God is infinite.
神是无限的。
And that means no matter how much you know about God, there's more to learn about God than you know so far.
那就意味着说，不管你认识谁有多深，总有你可以再继续更新你认识的地方。
I can't even comprehend what the word infinite means.
我甚至很多时候不能够理解这个无限是什么意思。
I just know that there's much, much, much more of God for me to discover.
我只知道说，那有还有更多更多关于神的认识，我需要去追求。Listen
to some great verses about knowing God.
我们来看一看这个关于认识神的一些很重要的经节。John
17:3, this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And then in Jeremiah 9:24, let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, says the Lord. And then Paul in Philippians 3:10, the goal of his life, he said, was that I may know Christ. Nothing else was as important.
不好意思，我没有.
When the Philippians, the third verse that I
okay,
made.
Okay, sorry. Okay, 这里有几个经节我想跟大家分享一下。第一个是在约翰福音第17章第3节，他说了说，神认识你独一的真神。 并且认识你所差来的基督耶稣，这就是永生。在耶利米书的第九章第24节说了说，凡夸口的，当因他有聪明认识我而夸口。在腓立比书第3章第10节，中间也提了说，使我认识他。So
I'm going to invite you to come with me on this journey that I'm taking the first few months of this year.
所以说，我是想邀请大家来加入。 到我这个旅程当中，我们可能要花几个月的时间来认识神。I'm
going to focus and see if I can know God more and better.
我会专注于在于说我们能不能找到方法来更多的认识他。How
can we know God?
我们怎么样来认识神呢？
I just said that God is infinite.
我刚刚提到说神是无限的。
And I admitted to you that I can't know much about anything that's infinite by myself.
我也向你承认了，我甚至不能理解这个无限这个词的意思是什么。
So I'm helpless to know God unless God helps me.
所以说，我是对神来讲，我是就认识神来讲，我是无助的。但是呢，我相信神来帮助。So
the first way I'll know God more is to search the Bible.
第一个方法来怎么样认识他呢？我的。
From Genesis to Revelation, beginning to end, God is telling us who he is, what he's like.
从创世纪到这个启示录，从开始到结尾，神都会告诉我们他是怎么样的神。So
as I read this, these 3 months, I'm going to write down everything I'm learning about God from what I'm reading with God's help from his spirit.
所以在这个几个月当中，我读圣经的时候，我会把我看到关于神的 这些事情写下来，这样他能够帮助我来更好的认识他。For
example, I might be reading 1 Samuel 2:2, but it says, "There's no one holy like the Lord. There's no one beside you. There is no rock like our God."
举个例子，在撒母耳记上第2章第2节的时候提到说，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
And if I have an unworthy thought about God that says, well, that doesn't seem fair to me. I don't know if God was being fair.
我如果对神有个这个并不是非常值得的想法，说我这个神对我是很好吗？
I'll go back and read this verse and say, God's not only fair, he's holy, he's perfect, he's pure, he's everything. And if I think he's unfair, I'm just not understanding him well. I need him to help me.
所以当我认为神是不是公正的呢，我就会回到这个经节当中，因为圣经告诉我们说神是公正的，而且他不光是公正，他也是圣洁的。
If someone says to me, oh, the God of every religion is the same God, that we're all worshiping the same one.
如果有人告诉我们说，我们这个崇敬拜的神和其他的宗教的神都是一样的。
I'm going to remember that he said that he's the Lord of lords, the God of gods, the King of kings, and there is no one like him.
但是我会记得在圣经中读到说他是万王之王万主之主。
And I'll share that with my friend that listen, this is what God said about himself.
然后我会跟我的朋友来分享这个经节，来告诉他为什么我们认为主耶稣跟他认为的是不一样。
I once attended a meeting with a group of psychologists and pastors.
有一段时间我参加了一个聚会，其中有牧师，还有一些心理这个咨询师。
And if you understand psychology and religion, they don't always get along very well.
所以说，如果你知道这两个牧师和心理咨询，有时候他并不能够非常和睦的在一起。
When I studied psychology, they told me you're crazy. You talk to an invisible God.
当我在学习心理学的时候呢，心理学告诉我说，我是疯了的，因为我在跟一个这个看不见的神在说话。
And sometimes pastors say to people talking to psychologists, don't listen to them. They don't know anything about God.
但是有时候牧师也会跟寻求这种心理咨询师的人说，不要听他们，他们也不知道神。
So that we were having this meeting to see if we could all get along better.
所以说我们有这样的一个 meeting， 这样一个会议，看我们能不能大家都能够在一起。
A pastor said the most shocking thing I heard all day that day.
但是有一个牧师说了一个让我非常非常吃惊的话。
She said, we can all get along because God has evolved.
他说我们是可以相处的，因为神也进化了。
And I was thinking, Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I never change.
但是我当时却想的是，马拉基书的第三章第六节说到，说神说我是耶和华，是不改变的。
I was thinking of the Bible saying, God, I'm God, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
对，我记得神跟我们说，我是昨天的神，现在的神和将来的神。
I felt so sad for my fellow pastor who doesn't know God.
我为这个牧师感到非常心痛。
So you can, what does this teach me? Well, it teaches me I can depend on God. If he made a promise, he'll never change his mind.
那这告诉我什么呢？告诉我说我可以依赖神，因为神是不改变的。
If he warned me that something's dangerous, it'll never be safe.
他会告诉我说什么是危险的。
If he told me something is wrong, it will always be wrong.
他说告诉我说什么事情是不对的，那么这个事都是不对的。
You see how that protects us?
你可以看到说这样怎么来，我们会受到保护吗？
So I'm going to encourage you to pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will help you understand what you read.
所以我想让你去说，向神祷告说。
And every day when you open your Bible, ask God to speak to you.
所以说每天你打开圣经读的时候，向神祷告说，来让我更加认识你。
Remember, this is a relationship with God, not just learning about God. We're getting to know Him in person.
所以说要意识到说，这是一个我们在建立的关系，跟神建立的关系，并不是说我们只是增加对神的知识，而是真正要认识他。
Write down what you learned.
写下来你所学到的东西。
And then think about how it affects your life with God.
想想这个怎么样来影响我日常的生活。
Please pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, please show us if our view of you is too low.
亲爱的主，请你告诉我说，我们对你的认识是不是太低了。
Show us, Father, from looking at our calendar and our credit card statement, if we worship anything more than we worship you.
主啊，请你看我们眼睛，让我们看到我们在日历当中，在我们的信用卡账单当中，我们有没有就是说崇拜和你一样的同等的东西。
Help us, Lord, not to be so distracted by everyday life that we forget to focus on you.
主啊，让我们不要被每天的这种日常生活来分神，让我们不再去亲近你。
Father, grant us the knowledge of you.
主啊，真的是把这样的这种知识给我们。
That only comes through Jesus Christ, who came so that we could know you at all and know you more perfectly.
让这些知识从借着耶稣基督让我们更加认识。
Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who comes to help us understand the truth and the light that you give us through Christ.
主啊，真的是谢谢你赐给我们这样的圣灵，让我们更加认识你，更加透过主耶稣基督更加认识你是什么样的一位神。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.